With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz. Rick Snyder, Battle Creek native, UM alum, former computer executive, current venture capitalist, and self-described nerd, will become Michigan's 48th governor with the public behind him, but severe challenges lie ahead as he sets out to reinvent Michigan. He'll have plenty of help after an election Tuesday that swept Republicans into complete control of state government for the first time in modern Michigan history. Ruth Johnson will be the third consecutive Republican woman to serve as Michigan Secretary of State after her win over Democratic opponent Jocelyn Benson in last night's election. Johnson benefited from a GOP wave that propelled Republicans up and down the ballot. Johnson led 52-44% with about 57% of the votes counted late last night. U.S. Representative John Dingell, a Dearborn Democrat and the longest-serving member of the U.S. House of Representatives, has declared victory in his closely watched race with Republican challenger Rob Steele for Michigan's 15th congressional district seat. Dingell held a commanding lead throughout the count, winning by at least 14,000 votes. Well, Republicans took control of the Michigan Supreme Court as well, with two Republican-backed candidates rolling over Democratic opponents. Early returns showed Republicans Mary Beth Kelly and Robert Young Jr. running first and second in the election, in which the top two finishers win eight-year terms on the bench. Both Kelly and Young are pro-Second Amendment. With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz.